In September, a boat will sail out of Plymouth, cross the Atlantic, and dock in Plymouth, Massachusetts. Nothing unusual about that, you may say, but there will be no one on board, and all decisions about navigation, collision avoidance, weather tactics, and tides will be taken by an onboard computer. This is an autonomous ship, making its own decisions without human input. The Mayflower Autonomous Ship marks the 400th anniversary of the original Mayflower's departure from Plymouth, taking the Pilgrims to a new life in America. It also marks a major milestone in maritime automation.
Bizarrely, although we are the slowest industry, if you like, if you think of a vessel going along at 12, 15 knots, for all that, we are the least forward-leaning industry in terms of autonomy. But that is changing.
Paddy Dowsett, the Business Development Director of MSUBS, the Plymouth-based company behind the project. MSUBS build manned and unmanned submarines, mainly for the military. It's their submersibles which the US Navy SEALs use in their covert operations. So they are well placed to build this robot ship, which of course will have to obey the rules of the road, the collision regulations.
The COLREGs will lay out what constitutes a safe speed, what constitutes a proper lookout. But nowhere does it say that the master has to be on board. And it doesn't. So if you're a lawyer, you will pick up on that. Now, one lawyer will say, yes, but of course, when those rules are written, it was implicit that the master was going to be on board. Where else was it going to be? And another lawyer will say, yeah, but it doesn't say that, so I can do it. So the lawyers love this because this is years and years of work for them.
But can a computer, isolated and without human input, be trusted to make the right decisions?
Most accidents, whether sort of berthing in the approaches or otherwise, are caused by human error. The autonomous ship is very, very capable of berthing itself with just as a great degree of accuracy as a manned vessel's. Some of them find it very, very difficult to accept that an unmanned vessel could do the job better than them. As a mariner, there's no machine that could get my ship into Plymouth Harbour as well as I could do. That's nonsense. And that's just the mindset. So when you're overcoming those human factors, that's one of the reasons why the industry has been perhaps slower than others, despite my opening comment about we're only doing 12, 15 knots.
It may only be making 15 knots, but it can spoil your day if it collides with another ship, a navigation mark, or an iceberg. So how does the computer tell the difference between an oil tanker, a ferry, a fishing boat, or even a CA member out for a sail?
What we've been doing over the last couple of years is just collecting data on boats, and then using that to feed the machine. So we're teaching machines to recognise vessels.
The technology is impressive. This prototype is seen as a test bed for systems that one day will be installed on every merchant vessel afloat. It's that important, that critical, that profitable. The savings are substantial. No crew accommodation, no galley, no air conditioning, no stores, no laundry, and with no crew on board, presumably no life raft.
So my view is the Mayflower should have a life raft on board and be able to deploy that life raft, because there's nothing to say that we're out at sea or relatively close in, and you are the first vessel that happens to pass a sinking fishing vessel or some other vessel, some other form of distress. Why should you not be able to respond? As a mariner, I feel very strongly about that even if your vessel's unmanned, there is a man in the loop somewhere, and you're still a member of that community, albeit you're fulfilling your responsibilities in a different way. Looking to the future, why do we have autonomous lifeboats? Because if you think every time you put a lifeboat to sea, you are taking risk with the crew of that lifeboat. But of course, if you're sending an autonomous vessel out there, there is no risk. You're talking about some GRP and some boxes and a bit of fuel. And of course, with an autonomous system, it doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to be better than the human. And I think by and large, they are.
Now there's a thought to ponder. The computer will have the distilled wisdom of many hundreds of experienced skippers, the equivalent of hundreds of years of time spent at sea in command of a vessel. It will make fewer mistakes, have less accidents, be more precise than any individual. This has been just a small part of Paddy Dowsett's talk to the Southwest section of the Cruising Association. To hear the whole talk, visit the Southwest section pages on the CA website.